Miranda Trilogy by Grace Livingston Hill. Narrated by Anne Hancock. Marcia Schuyler by Grace Livingston Hill. Narrated by Anne Hancock. Chapter 1. The sun was already up, and the grass blades were twinkling with sparkles of dew as Marcia stepped from the kitchen door. She wore a chocolate calico with little sprigs of red and white scattered over it. Her hair was in smooth brown braids down her back, and there was a flush on her round cheeks that might have been but the reflection of the rosy light in the east. Her face was as untroubled as the summer morning in its freshness, and her eyes as dreamy as the soft clouds that hovered upon the horizon, uncertain where they were to be sent for the day. Marcia walked lightly through the grass, and the way behind her sparkled again like that of the girl in the fairy tale who left jewels wherever she passed. A rail fence stopped her, which she mounted as though it had been a steed to carry her onward, and sat a moment looking at the beauty of the morning, her eyes taking on that faraway look that annoyed her stepmother when she wanted her to hurry with the dishes or finish a long scene before it was time to get supper. She loitered but a moment, for her mind was full of business, and she wished to accomplish much before the day was done. Swinging easily down to the other side of the fence, she moved on through the meadow, over another fence and another meadow, skirting the edge of a cool little strip of woods which lured her with its green mysterious shadows, its whispering leaves and twittering birds. One wistful glance she gave into the sweet silence, seeing a clump of maidenhair ferns rippling their feathery locks in the breeze. Then, resolutely turning away, she sped on to the slope of Blackberry Hill. It was not a long climb to where the blackberries grew, and she was soon at work, the great luscious berries dropping into her pail almost with a touch. But while she worked, the vision of the hills, the sheep meadow below, the river winding between the neighboring farms, melted away, and she did not even see the ripe fruit before her, because she was planning the new frock she was to buy with these berries she had come to pick. Pink and white it was to be. She had seen it in the store the last time she went for sugar and spice. There were dainty sprigs of pink over the white ground, and every berry that dropped into her bright pail was no longer a berry, but a sprig of pink chintz. While she worked, she went over her plans for the day. There had been busy times at the old house during the past weeks. Kate, her elder sister, was to be married. It was only a few days now to the wedding. There had been a whole year of preparation, spinning and weaving and fine sewing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?